From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a large explosion rips through the main square in Ankara. The blast Sunday in Turkey killed at least 34 people and wounded more than 100. Officials said the blast occurred in Kizilay Square, a key shopping and transportation hub near foreign embassies. Six gunmen killed 14 civilians and two soldiers in an attack Sunday on three hotels in the Ivory Coast beach resort of Grand Bassam. Witnesses said the assailants wore hooded masks and arrived on foot at the Southern Star Hotel. The hotel was full of foreign expatriates. Secretary of State John Kerry accused the Assad regime of Syria of trying to disrupt a new round of peace talks scheduled to start Monday in Geneva, as top Western diplomats met in Paris to discuss Syria and other issues. Lisa Bryant reports.
Secretary Kerry described Syrian President Bashar al-Assad as a spoiler and suggested his regime was the biggest violator of a fragile ceasefire in Syria. Speaking alongside European counterparts before the Monday peace talks, Kerry also accused the Syrian government of siphoning off vital medical aid to war-hit communities. He said the onus is now on Syria's allies, Russia and Iran, to ensure international agreements on Syria are honored. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
French aviation investigators say the co-pilot of the German wing's jetliner who crashed the plane in the French Alps last year had been referred to a psychiatric clinic just 2 weeks before the crash. 150 people died. The French agency responsible for safety found 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz had consulted several doctors about psychological issues. This is VOA News.